This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is the eastern coast of Florida today. The sound of people boarding up their homes in anticipation of Hurricane Frances. The now Category 3 hurricane is currently over the Bahamas with winds of up to 120 miles an hour and a lot of rain. The storm has slowed down and weakened a little, but it still is a risk to much of Florida. 2.5 million people there have been told to leave their homes and get away. This is the largest evacuation in the history of the state of Florida. Day to Day's Eric Weiner is in Miami, and he spoke earlier with our colleague Noah Adams.
Eric, tell us what it looks like there in Miami.
Well, Noah, there are blue skies outside, and the air is cool and dry. You really wouldn't know that anything is amiss, but the meteorologists say don't be fooled. Hurricane Frances is, in fact, still heading for Florida, though exactly where it will make landfall, nobody knows, as we saw with Hurricane Charley just 3 weeks ago. These storms are extremely unpredictable. The storm has slowed, really, to a crawl. It's only moving at about 9 miles per hour. That's good news and bad news. The good news is it gives people a bit more time here to prepare. The bad news is that when it finally does arrive, it's going to stick around for a while, and that means more wind and more rain.
The last hurricane was on the West Coast. This is the East Coast. I've seen some maps that project a path all the way up the East Coast, a big evacuation, 2.5 million people we've mentioned. How is that operation going?
It seems to be going fairly smoothly. There have been, as expected, traffic jams as people head inland. Dozens of shelters have opened up and down the east coast of Florida. Hotel rooms are booked, and Governor Bush has declared a state of emergency. Now, that allows him to activate the National Guard. Governor Bush wants people to heed the advice of the authorities and not try to ride this one out.
Yeah, 27 people were killed in the last one.
Mm-hmm. There. That's right.
How have the preparations been going, people getting set?
They seem to be going fairly smoothly, except that there are shortages of all kinds of essentials, batteries, flashlights, and especially plywood, which people use, of course, to board up their houses. Even ATMs have run out of cash in many cases. Gas stations have run out of gasoline. Virtually every station I passed on my way to work was closed. The ones that are open have very long lines as people try to tank up before the storm arrives.
Now, we have a big tourism weekend coming up here with Labor Day. What's going to happen?
Well, this is obviously bad news for the tourism industry in Florida. The tourists are among the 2.5 million people who have been told to evacuate. And it turns out that today, in fact, the state of Florida had planned on running a big ad campaign in today's editions of USA Today, urging people that it's time to come back to Florida after Hurricane Charley just 3 weeks ago. Now, this ad campaign, as you might have expected, has been postponed.
Day to Day's Eric Weiner talking with us from Miami. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks very much, Noah.
I'm Noah Adams.